la mizar comme ça viajar Simon. Ta baraj na ti ange va merwa. Ta ta va ta ma peltra na ya.
And welcome to Encore. That was Paul Junius Malvo and Ernest Lafitte with Bye Bye, Bonsoir, Mes Parents. And today is a special edition of Encore. It is the first week of our fundraiser here at KRVS, our 50th anniversary fall fundraiser. So we'll talk more about that later. Also in the studio, we have Mr. Daniel Kulik from the Revelers. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Megan. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming. Daniel is going to tell us a little bit about, as the show goes on, we'll talk a lot about the Black Pot activities, the whole week leading up to Black Pot and the Black Pot Festival.
That's right. 2013, the 8th annual Black Pot Festival and cook-off at Acadian Village, October 25th and 26th. And we also... this will be the third year of a music camp that we've been doing at Lakeview Park out in Eunice that starts the 20th of October and goes till the 24th.
And what all do you have going on at the Black Pot Camp?
Well, it starts Sunday evening with the Revelers are going to play a dance, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday there's guitar classes, singing classes, band classes, but nothing's really too stressful. It's very a laid-back sort of atmosphere. I don't think the day really starts till 10, maybe 10:30 is the first class, and then, it's a lot of good times and playing tunes, and every day there's a cooking class, and the class cooks the dinner for the campers that eat every night. And you can come, there's dances every night that you can... just as a person from the community come to and just pay money to come to the dance if you would like to do that and kind of, come and hang out and, yeah, it's a fun time.
Is it too late to sign up for the Black Pot Camp?
It is not too late. And if you go to the blackpotfestival.com website, there's a little link where you can go to the camp and there's an Eventbrite thing and it'll have all the information of everybody who's teaching and there's all sorts of classes. There's guitar, fiddle, banjo, singing, jazz, country music, old-timey music, steel guitar, western swing, all sorts of stuff.
Awesome. And people can bring their tents, or where do they camp?
Oh, yeah. You can camp at the park, at Lakeview Park, or there's also... there's a couple cabins still out there that you can camp. There's an RV spots if you have RVs or something. And there's also motels in the Eunice, kind of North Eunice area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that is October 20th through the 24th.
Correct.
And then what's going to be happening after Black Pot Camp is over?
After Black Pot Camp over, that after it is over, it ends on Wednesday. And... Thursday morning, everybody will probably migrate to Lafayette, and then Thursday night there's a pre-party at the Blue Moon, and this year is the Tex-Maniacs will be playing, who they played last year, and they're also playing Saturday night. They're kind of our main headliner, and they will be appearing with Flaco Jimenez and Augie Meyer from the Texas Tornadoes and Sir Douglas Quintet and various other legendary Texas bands.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And then after that, on Friday, is when the Black Pot Blackwood Festival starts.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, the festival starts on Friday at the Acadian Village in Lafayette, and camping spots are still available. I believe all the RV spots are gone. But Friday and Saturday from 7 o'clock on, the Blackpot Festival commences, and then Saturday there's a cook-off, which starts whenever people decide to fire up their Blackpots. And then usually around 5 o'clock, I believe, the collections are taken for the judges, and they serve their meals and then wait for the results. But during the day, there's the main stage, kind of the dance pavilion stage, and then there's the chapel stage, which is the more listening stage. And both of those will actually be going on Friday night and all day Saturday.
Sounds like a lot of fun. There's always a lot of good food.
Always a lot of good food, always a lot of good laughs, and then...
good music.
Good music, yeah. If you decide that you want to take a little break, you go in the campground and go hang out with your buddies and play tunes and, you know, take a nap or whatever.
All right, well, why don't we get back to some music?
And,
so who's opening up the festival on Friday night?
The Corey Lede Band is opening up on Friday night. So, yeah.
All right. That'd be cool. Let's listen to something by Corey Lede. We can listen to Oyai.
Oyai.
All right.
Thank you.
right, and that was Coy Ladai with Oyai, and he'll be opening up the Black Pot Festival on October 25th. And so today we have Daniel Kulik, if you're just joining us for Encore. We have Daniel Kulik in the studio, and he's from the Revelers, and he's talking to us a little bit about the Black Pot Festival. But also, this is our first week of fundraising here at KRVS. And before we get back to talking about the Black Pot Festival and some music, we're going to do a short, we're going to talk a little bit about the fundraiser. So if you would like to donate to your favorite public radio station, KRVS.
Personally, my personal favorite radio station in the entire country.
And he's been almost everywhere in the country. okay, so if you appreciate KRVS, and if you would like to donate, we would greatly appreciate that. You would keep all this great music on the airwaves, the variety of music that we have to offer. And we have premiums, of course, every year. And they start out at $52, which is $1 a week of for public radio. And that's not a bad deal. If you listen to the radio once a week for at least an hour, I don't think a dollar is too much.
I lose a dollar just getting out of the car every day.
Mm-hmm. but so our first premiums for $52, we have a folding fan to fan you out at festivals if you get a little warm. And it says, be a fan, or I'm a fan of, it says, I'm a fan of KRVS. And it's red. It's really cute. And we also have a handkerchief. It says KRVS on it. It's got a little graphic. So all you boys or girls who like to use handkerchiefs out there, that's available for $52. And then at $75, we have our T-shirts and our ball cap and the KRVS mug. And this year, it's red with a live oak on it. And we have a tote bag. And Daniel, do you want to describe the T-shirts for us?
I'd love to. Well, there's one T-shirt here, which is dark golden with the KRVS Louisiana artwork logo. And there's another woman's T-shirt, which is cream with a vintage magnolia and orange. There's a Blues Box T-shirt also, which is black with the Robert Johnson graphic. Not really sure what that is, but I'd like to say that I personally, maybe I shouldn't say personally, but no, I like to try to have a little collection of all the coffee mugs from all the different years.
Yeah. I think a lot of people like the coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten so many between me and my girlfriend that we can hardly keep them on the shelf. There's so many.
Mm-hmm. The Blues Box T-shirt is actually really cool. That description is vague, but it's it's Robert Johnson and the devil at the crossroads, and it kind of shows him selling his soul.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a really cool graphic. Allison and Peter DeHart did a great job with all of the T-shirts.
Great. Well, then that's a total reason just to get them. They're amazing.
Make-made T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So those T-shirts, the ball cap, the mug, the tote bag. Is there a description for the tote bag?
There is. It's a natural canvas with a quote-unquote healthy listening pyramid.
Yeah, and the healthy listening pyramid is basically the food pyramid, but they took different configurations of instruments, pictures of different instruments, and kind of put them together, and so it's like a musical healthy listening pyramid.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's very clever. And we also have the KRVS onesie, and it's white with red writing on the front. So that's what we have available for $75. If you feel so inclined to donate to KRVS. But we're going to get back to the Black Pot talk. I think, Daniel, you mentioned y'all have two stages for anyone who's never visited.
We do, yeah. And at the Village, at the Acadian Village, there's a big dance pavilion in the back, and then there's a little chapel that's really suited for acoustic listening.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody that's ever been there, you kind of want to get there before the sets start, because almost all the chapel sets, they can only hold maybe 75 people. I'm really bad with numbers, but I actually remember seeing Les Bassettes in there last year.
It was packed.
It was packed. Megan and Megan Brown here, and Kelly Jones Savoy and Heather Cole Mullen. And it was. I remember getting in there and sitting on the ground to make sure I caught my glimpse of one of my favorite acts at the festival last year.
Aw, thanks.
But yeah, it's really great, and it doesn't really need to be a lot of amplification for the thing. So it's a really intimate, kind of nice refuge from the rest of the festival where it can be pretty loud and boisterous.
Yeah, it's a great stage. I've watched several acts there, and it's a really powerful experience to be like so close to so many people sitting and intently listening to the performers. It's a really cool experience.
Yeah, and I think it's something that a lot of people don't really experience, especially like in South Louisiana, to have something where you're just like going to sit. And then most of the performances are only 30 minutes. They're they're pretty short. So, we have a good friend of ours who actually played last year. He lives up north. I can't remember where he's from, actually. I think he's from up north somewhere. But a good friend of ours, Jefferson Hamer, who he played last year with him and his buddy, had like a little Irish sort of thing. And he's here this year just by himself, and he's a great singer-songwriter. And he has a song from his latest EP called This Ragged World We Spanned. And I think we're going to play that one next.
Yeah. Do you know when he's playing?
He is playing Friday evening.
Okay.
I'm not sure which, what time slot. But yeah.
All right. So Friday, October 25th in the chapel with Jefferson Hamer.
We set out for allegory on the ship of the damned, a chorus of wild devils. This ragged world we span, boys, this ragged world we span. In your grandpa's grand marquee, the wheat fields of eastern Washington rolled on to the sea, boys, they rolled on to the sea. Past the houses and the Hoovervilles and the cities in decay, I try each day to replace you, but it's never been the same, boys. It's never been the same. Thank you. So let the choir sing freely, and the silence be well penned to the trumpets of the sunrise and the sighing of the wind, boys, the sighing of the wind. To the sighing of the wind, boys, the sighing of the wind.
Trying to catch up, everything is a clatter. Ooh, son. straight up the ladder.
Town Mountain with Up the Ladder, and Jenny Hawker and Tracy Schwartz with Touch My Heart. And we started that little set off with Jefferson Hamer with This Ragged World We Spanned. And we're playing those tunes because those three bands will be out at the Black Pot Festival October 25th and 6th, playing on the chapel stage, correct?
Correct, yeah, those are sort of three kind of acoustic-based bands. Tracy and Jenny Hawker are there almost every year, I believe. I don't know if they've even missed a year yet. But they're always people love to go sit in the chapel and listen to them. And then Town Mountain, some friends of ours who play bluegrass, and they're from Western North Carolina. And they'll be their first time, I believe, maybe even in Southwest Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
And so y'all have the chapel stage, and we talked a little bit about the main stage as well inside of the barn. But y'all do a square dance on the Saturday?
That's true. We kind of the Red Stick Ramblers, and when we started the festival, had a lot of different influences from going to different festivals throughout the country, and one of those influences was going to Fiddler's conventions, where you would camp out and play music for a week at a time. And there wasn't really any stage shows. There was just kind of contests and hanging out and stuff. So that's part of the way that we started Black Pot, the idea for having Black Pot and having the camping and stuff. But part of that tradition was a lot of our friends up there play square dance music, and we thought it'd be an interesting thing to have a square dance in Southwest Louisiana. And it's worked. There's usually a lot of people. And we have a friend of ours from Ithaca, New York, that comes down and calls the squares every year. And it's usually the first thing that happens in the main stage on Saturday afternoon. And this year, and so we have a couple songs, or we have one song, our friend Clelia Stefanini, who lives in Eunice now. She, most of the time, she usually puts the band together, whoever that's going to be. And then this year, also in the chapel stages, the Ramblers, the Red Stick Ramblers, teach at a Shokan fiddle and dance camp in the Catskills in New York. We do 2 weeks up there, and Jay Unger, who puts that together, him and his partner Molly Mason have put that together, and so they're actually going to be down and be in the chapel, and who knows, they might wind up on the square dance stage too. He's a great fiddle player and songwriter and everything.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Sounds awesome. Well, we're going to listen to a couple songs from Clelia Stefanini and her father, Rafe, as well as one by Jay and Molly Ongar. But let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser real quick before we go back to music. This is our KRVS's 50th anniversary fall fundraiser. And you can go to the website, krvs.org, and pledge securely online if you appreciate public radio and the variety of programming and the quality of programming that we have each week for you. I'm very proud of our programming, even though I only have a little bit to do with it. But I feel like we have a consistent, good quality programming. And I feel like it's worth the littlest bit that you can give. It's worth it. And every size donation is appreciated. There's no one here answering the phones right now like there is during the week. So just go to the website, krvs.org, and pledge online. And we talked about the $52 donation premiums and the $75 donation premiums. And right now we'll talk about what you can get for $125. We have a couple CDs available. We have the World Cafe Volume 35 available for $125. Howl Divine, and the name of that CD is Jumps, Boogies, and Wobbles. We also have two CDs that Arhuli put out recently, a couple compilation CDs. And they are Zydeco Champs and the Cajun Honky Tonk. And I love that Cajun Honky Tonk CD. It's got a lot of really cool old stuff on it, old music on it, and there's also a booklet attached to it with a lot of information that's new to me. So it's really cool. And also, we have for $125 a KRVS package of a mug and a T-shirt. So if you would like to donate, that's what's available for grabs. So we're going to...
Oh, I was just thinking, like wedding anniversaries, different types of anniversaries. I was thinking, what's the 50th? What do you get for 50 years in your anniversary? Isn't that like I'm going to go to Hawaii year or something? Or like the all around the world year? Like if you're 50, been married for 50 years, you should... I mean, if KRVS has been here for 50 years,
yeah.
I mean, I might be on a stretch here, but I feel like it's time to really like... give it all you got.
Yeah, this is the big fundraiser, big year. So go big.
Mm-hmm. Or go home. Just stay in your house.
And listen to the radio. All right, we're going to listen to a couple. What song are Rafe and Clelia going to do for us, Daniel?
I believe they're going to play the Tennessee Breakdown.
All right, let's listen to that now.
Thank you. nothing in the world that I like better than making me a sandwich with a homegrown tomato. I'm up in the morning, out in the garden. I pick me a ripe one, don't pick a hard one. You plant them in the spring and eat them all summer. Wintertime without them is a culinary bummer. Forget all about the sweating and the digging. Each time you go out and pick you a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. You're feeling droopy, one thing's for sure. There's nothing that a homegrown tomato can't cure. Put them in a salad, or put them in stews, or you can make your own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, or eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, both pinto or navy. Serve them on the side, or serve them in the middle. Put your homegrown tomatoes on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Change this life I lead. Well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. 'Cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. So when I die, don't you bury me in a plot in a cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better. So I can be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
And that was Jay Younger and Molly Mason with Homegrown Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the artists that you're hearing today on Encore will be performing at the Black Pot Festival on the chapel stage or the main stage. And Black Pot Festival is when again, Daniel?
It's October 25th and 26th, and you can always look for more information at blackpotfestival.com.
Cool. But so far we've played a Zydeco song and then some bluegrass, as well as some
kind of singer-songwriter and a sort of old-timey music, I guess, and old country music. And then there's also there's a healthy dose of Southwest Louisiana bands on the main stage, including Leroy Thomas, Yvette Landry, the Pineleaf Boys, the Red Stick Ramblers, the Revelers. Who else I know? I'm probably leaving out a couple, but there's a lot of Preston Frank. And I mean, there's a lot of Southwest Louisiana being represented, but also we're really happy this year to bring back who we had last year was Los Tex Maniacs. And this year, it's kind of our big headliner is they decided to bring along Flaco Jimenez, the great 75-year-old accordion player, and as well as Augie Myers from playing with Sir Douglas Quintet, both of them, or not really both of them, but Augie Meyer, and then also the Texas Tornadoes, the great supergroup, the Texas Tornadoes.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be pretty fun. I would, you know, I can't imagine anybody would go to France during this festival.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
well, let's listen to something by the Texas Tornadoes and then one by the Los Tex Maniacs.
That sounds great.
Venga. guindan, ven ya vamos a bailar. Vamos a mover el bote porque la vida hay que gozar. Muévele, muévele, brieta, muévele, muévele así, porque tú eres la reina y esta cumbia es para ti. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. Ay, 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 a mover el bote.
And that was Los Tex Maniacs with A Mover el Bote.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And before that, the Texas Tornadoes with Adios, Mexico. And they'll be playing at the Black Pot Festival October 25th and 6th. They'll be there on the Saturday night, Daniel? Or Friday night?
They will be there. They are our big kind of out-of-town headliners this year on Saturday night. They'll be right before the Red Stick Ramblers.
So Los Tex Maniacs with Flaco Jimenez and
Augie Myers on Vox organ or keyboard or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
So the Black Pot Festival has all types of music, not just South Louisiana music. So
yeah, we actually this year, we always usually have a rock and roll band, sometimes local or we always, and Lil Freddie King actually is playing this year from New Orleans, who's played a couple times. Great local, or somewhat local New Orleans blues legend.
Awesome.
And, but this year also, our friend of ours, Sonny Duvall from Montreal, he's played Festival International once or twice with, his band Les Breastfeeder, and, also with his own band last year. And he's a good friend of kind of our community. And so we're going to have him play this year. I cannot remember. I think he's playing Friday night on the main stage with his band from Montreal. So we're really excited to have him down.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're starting to run out of time. So we'll play a song from Sonny after a little talk about the fundraiser, because it is KRBS's 50th anniversary fundraiser. This is the first week, and as Daniel was saying earlier, 50 years is a big deal. If you've been married for 50 years, that's a huge deal. You take a giant vacation. So for 50 years of KRBS, we hope you feel inclined to go as big as you can go, mm-hmm. as in donating.
Yeah,
since,
man, go big or go home.
And so we'll get back to the premiums. We talked about $52, $75, $125. But for $150, you can get the KRVS field bag or any two $75 premiums. And for $250, you can get the festival chair, the KRVS festival chair and carrying bag, or the selected shorts CDs. And that's a three-disc set. And that's for $250. And for $365, which is $1 a day for public radio, you get your choice of two premiums, any two premiums. And then we also have for $1,000, you get to join the Cypress Lake Circle, and you get your choice of premiums. So if you appreciate KRVS and the quality programming that we provide each day, each week, please donate what you feel is appropriate for the amount that you listen. And so go to the website, krvs.org, and pledge securely there. Daniel, we're just going to go out on some music. So we'll play something by Sonny Duvall, Se Concentrer, C'est Difficile. And then we'll listen to one by Preston Frank, who will be at the festival.
That's right, yeah, Preston. That's can't really get all that many opportunities to see Preston, especially play around home, and so mm-hmm. we're always Preston's played every year at the Black Pot Festival, and it's always wonderful. He's got Dirk Powell playing bass this year, Corey Ledé on drums, and Chris Stafford on guitar.
That's going to be great. And yeah. And then after Preston Frank, if we can squeeze in one from the Revelers, we'll fit it in there. But
there you go. Oh, also Ed Poulard always plays fiddle with Preston.
Right, yeah.
Always got to love Eddie.
Yep, he's great. So Black Pot Festival, October 25th and 6th. And the Black Pot Camp will be taking place this week, the 20th through the 24th.
Yep.
So hope to see y'all out there. I won't see y'all, but Daniel will.
BlackPotFestival.com. And, yeah, y'all come out.
All right. Stay tuned to KRVS. We'll see you next week.
C'est difficile. Bien jouer son
instrument.
Essayer de rester tranquille. En voyant tomber tes vêtements.
Oh, oui.
Tenter de demeurer sain. Devant la douceur de tes formes. Yeah.